Hello and welcome to the Highly Sensitive Leader podcast with highly sensitive certified coach, leadership expert, and qualified teacher, Muriel Kozowski. This podcast provides leadership tips, education, insights, stories, and mind hacks to create a space for highly sensitive leaders to self-educate, develop their career, and fulfill their potential. This podcast will help you understand the HSP trait in depth and show you how to manage, embrace, and use your HSP trait to your advantage in the corporate and business space. I will use my leadership expertise, my 20 years of experience being an HSP in high stimulation and extremely demanding work environments, as well as my guest expertise and wisdom to promote an inclusive and sustainable leadership culture for highly sensitive people. And remember, being highly sensitive is first and foremost a superpower, which we can learn to harness in order to shine bright as a leader and make a positive impact on the world. Now relax your nervous system, sit back and enjoy your journey. Hello and welcome. This is the Highly Sensitive Leader podcast with Muriel. It feels good to be back today with another episode dedicated to highly sensitive leaders wanting to master their sensitivity and fulfill their potential in the corporate and business space. But first, let's see how we are all doing. What's been going on for you these past few weeks? Where are you on your highly sensitive journey? I always think that being on the journey is really what matters. Whether you have just found out about your sensitivity trait or have been leading a business or a team for a while knowing you are highly sensitive, what matters is that you engage with this journey and learn the tools to create a positive experience as a highly sensitive leader. Which leads me to a really important reminder to check out my events for October, November, and don't wait to get involved. Come, interact, get the guidance, practice, and transform your experience of being an HSP in the leadership space. Simply visit my website, www.highly-sensitive-leaders.com. One of the highlights of the past few weeks is that I've been traveling and I have been visiting my family and friends for 3 weeks. So I've been away for 3 weeks, which is why I've been away from the podcast, which felt odd. I visited my family and friends I had not seen in 2 years due to COVID. So it's been a fantastic journey with the obligatory emotional roller coaster, but also some really insightful moments around keeping my routines away from home to manage my energy levels and remain available for my loved ones and just avoid exhaustion during the trip. And there's another thing that I wanted to mention. There will be more on this in probably the next podcast episode. But there also has been, because today's topic is breaking up with guilt, and I'm going to talk about guilt today. And I definitely had a bit of a guilt trip during those 3 weeks, which is really typical highly sensitive person behavior and way of thinking, just naturally. And at some point in my trip, I was thinking that I was not doing my 3 week trip well enough. My brain actually produced that thought of, oh, I am not doing this trip well enough. And, you know, I had to spend time redirecting my brain, kind of, you know, taking that thought in and kind of redirecting my brain, really thinking, which is what we're going to talk about today, you know, in what way this is useful, in what way this is not useful. But it was really interesting, the process of that constant, you know, kind of self-awareness and just redirecting my thinking to kind of keep going and regulate myself as a highly sensitive person. And that thought about the guilt thought, I'm not doing my trip well enough, came up especially when I was tired, which was mostly around the third week of my trip. So yeah, this was really interesting, and it was a very kind of intense experience for me. And so I decided to do a podcast episode on guilt. Not just for that, but also because it's something that comes up a lot, as I'm going to talk about. But more to follow on my trip away, and on the topic of kind of being away and managing routines and managing change at the same time. So just keep an eye out on my socials and on this also podcast feed. So let's dive in. Today's episode, as I just mentioned, is called Breaking Up with Guilt. And we are going to do what it says on the tin, my friends. And the first question I want to pose is, why is it important for us highly sensitive leaders to look at guilt, at this very particular emotion and feeling that we have? In my own experience, and you know, in a lot of the challenges my highly sensitive leaders bring to our sessions, guilt ranks, I would say, amongst the top five challenges of highly sensitive leaders in my experience, in my own experience of being a highly sensitive leader, but also in my experience of coaching highly sensitive leaders, I would say easy amongst the top five. When we start digging and finding underneath what's happening, it's often guilt. And I really think of guilt as being second nature for highly sensitive leaders. And I think that our pronounced taste for being of service to others, for doing things perfectly, or wanting to do things perfectly, for attending to every detail, so the very kind of detail-oriented trait that we have, means that we spend, you know, a lot of time in the space of what I call negative possibility, quote unquote, negative possibility. And negative possibility is when we make up what could have been, and we create that gap, that hole that needs to be filled, and we blame ourselves for not filling that gap, for not doing that thing that could have been done. It's usually something extra, something better that we think about as better, something shinier. And this is often not based on the facts, and it is most of the time not even kind of realistic. And most of the time we come prepared, we anticipate, we create a truly positive experience for others, and yet we make up that space of negative possibility where we are guilty of not doing enough. And our gift of being particularly conscientious can really, in that sense, play against us. And guilt, and maybe that's a good thing, guilt is only possible when we have a conscience of what is right or wrong. And in the case of highly sensitive people, that conscientiousness literally can take really big proportion. And if we let that kind of run free and wild, everything we do or don't do becomes reprehensible, becomes something that we can blame ourselves about. And our tendency to be ethical, value-oriented, and attentive to every detail, which is first and foremost an amazing set of qualities, can really turn its back on us if we are not careful. So it's, again, we're going back to this idea of managing, of regulating ourselves so that our qualities don't turn against us and don't become have a dark side. So we are trying to really regulate that. And I really think that at times, our sense of responsibility for people and outcomes, and the concept of responsibility is huge for highly sensitive people. This will be another whole podcast episode. But our sense of responsibility for people, for kind of outcomes and success of projects and, you know, our business and our team and all these things can take bigger proportions than is helpful for us or even productive for us in a leadership environment. And I remember that when I did my Gallup Strengths Finder, within my five kind of main strength, responsibility was one of them. And it ranked really high. I can't remember where it was exactly, but it was definitely within my five strengths or responsibility. And what the Strengths Finder explains is that there is a dark side to every strength, and that if we push that kind of strength to the extreme, it can become, you know, a problem or something that holds us back. And I think that guilt is the dark side of that sense of responsibility, which is first and foremost an amazing quality. So here are some of the questions that my highly sensitive leaders ask themselves all of the time when they come to our sessions, our conversations. So things like, could I have listened more or better, let's say, in that meeting or in that conversation? So they come out of the meeting and conversations thinking, oh, maybe my listening could have been better, or I could have spent more time listening. Could I have provided my team member with a solution right away? So they feel guilty about not providing a solution, you know, quick enough, or even kind of giving them some elements, but letting them kind of figure it out on their own. They do feel guilty about that. Could I have solved this conflict quicker? If something comes up with a team member or team members between themselves or any form of conflict, they feel guilty about kind of not solving it quick enough or well enough. Could I have performed at a higher level? This is something that comes up all of the time about performance. This performance, you know, this again, this kind of negative possibility of there's a gap there that I made up and I want to fill, when actually the performance is kind of on its way, right? And the last one is, could I have brought in more revenue? So this is one that manifests a lot with kind of business owners, people with kind of lead in a kind of commercial capacity or work directly with client, do a lot of sales. And this also comes up as something they feel guilty about. So what I want to offer at this stage is for you to simply notice. And if you are prone to guilt, and guilt really is blaming yourself and thinking you are responsible and guilty of not doing enough or not being enough or not having done enough, you know, how do you do it? How are you guilty? What are the questions you ask yourself? You know, so very similar to the questions that I just mentioned, you know, what sorts of questions do you entertain? What sorts of thoughts do you entertain in your mind? And really take it to pen and paper, write down how guilt takes control of your experience. Because the problem is that if we let it, as I said, run wild and free, guilt will take control of your experience. As a highly sensitive person, I can guarantee, I mean, I spent so much time growing up as a teenager, as a young adult, as a not so young adult. It has been a journey through guilt and being literally guilt ridden. And I really think that guilt can really take control of your experience. And I the aim of this episode is really to help you change that, and to turn that experience into a positive experience where you are able to manage guilt when it manifests and you know, use it to your advantage, really. So the next thing I want to clarify is that all of this is okay in terms of, you know, if you experience a lot of guilt and you blame yourself a lot for not, you know, having done things perfectly or not quick enough or not, you know, well enough, you know, nothing's gone wrong. You're fine. You are a highly sensitive leader and you are on a journey. And I really want you to remember that. You are learning to master your sensitivity so that you can create a more positive experience for yourself and access your strength to fulfill your potential, or access more of the bright side of your strengths, using the example that I gave earlier with responsibility, and the dark side is guilt. So just accessing your strength, or accessing more of the bright side, I would say, quote unquote, of your strengths to fulfill your potential. And what you all you need to do right now is to engage in this journey and to take part and to, you know, really actively take part. And, you know, however uncomfortable it might be, this is really what you need to do, is just engage with this journey. So the way I like to think about guilt is thinking that I am in a relationship with it, right? So, you know, most of the time I find that this relationship between me and guilt, it just doesn't serve me. And I feel that it does more harm than good. And this is just my take on things. It's my kind of personal view on that. And we'll see later on that, you know, guilt has some upsides. But, you know, most of the time I feel that this relationship with guilt is just not working. It's just something that I don't want to have in my life. And the way I think about it is I think about a past relationship. So I want you to think about a past relationship you have broken off in the past. Whether it's a friendship, maybe a lover, a family member, a colleague, a peer, whatever it might be, imagine that for some reason you really struggled to break off the relationship. I think we've all gone through that. We've all been in a relationship that we knew wasn't good for us, but we somehow really struggled to break up the relationship and move on without this person. And the way I like to think about it is, you know, I felt attracted to that person or to be in their space, but I also knew it was bad news for me. So it's that kind of vibe that I want you to kind of think about. That's how I think about guilt anyway. Now, imagine that months later, you randomly, so you've finally broken off the relationship, you've moved on, and then months later, you randomly meet that person, you know, I don't know, at a party or a barbecue, and they start chatting with you, trying to get you back into their space. So for me, guilt is a similar scenario. It will keep randomly showing up until you make a clear decision and follow through. So I'm going to kind of teach you and break it down for you how to do that, how to make that decision, and you know, how to kind of follow through, but it has to be a decision on your part not to engage with it, right? Or to only engage with the parts that are useful for you. This being said, and I kind of told you that guilt doesn't serve for me anyway, personally, most of the time it doesn't serve me, but guilt is also, and probably unfortunately, guilt is very attractive to us, because it shows some of our best traits as leaders. So it's not pleasant to feel guilt, but the reason why we still feel attracted to it is because it brings out some of our best traits. So for example, and those best traits are not necessarily things we do, but it can be, but it's just, I'm going to give you an example. It will be easier. So for example, for me, guilt shows that we care. And when we are blaming ourselves for not doing enough for someone, for example, the reason why we keep doing that is because it makes us feel also in parallel, it makes us feel good to remember that we care about people, that we are a good person and we care about that person, right? So This is a problem with guilt, is that it's not pleasant and it's not serving us most of the time, but it also brings out in us some kind of comfortable feelings. So it shows that we care. It shows that we bring quality to our leadership. We bring quality to our conversations. It shows that we are in service all of the time. It shows that we want others to have the best possible experience. It shows that we are prepared. It shows that we are authentic and genuine. And it shows that people can safely give us their trust. And when we think about all of these things, these are the, in my view anyway, the most important qualities a leader can show at all times, right? So all of these qualities you have as a highly sensitive leader, very naturally to you, just have those strengths. And guilt is manifesting as kind of the dark side of what is first and foremost a bunch of amazing gifts and superpowers we highly sensitive leaders demonstrate naturally, right? So that's the thing with guilt. It's quite complex. It's quite complicated for us because we have all of these qualities and the kind of the dark side of these qualities manifests as guilt. And we keep being attracted to guilt because guilt kind of brings out also brings out those qualities. We kind of remember that we have those qualities. So guilt has, in my opinion, again, all of this is just my view on things. You don't have to agree with me, or some people might think that guilt is super useful and it's good to feel guilty, etc. But for me, in my opinion, from a leadership perspective, it has very few upsides. And it usually, in practice, when we think about, how we take action from guilt, it brings us into an energy which feels counterproductive, it feels sluggish, it drains our mental energy, and we know that maintaining our energy levels, whether mental or physical, is absolutely essential for us as highly sensitive leaders. So it drains our mental energy. And so, yeah, most of the time it has very few upsides. Guilt can be productive, can push us to be productive in some cases, which I will touch upon in a moment. However, if we entertain it and give it too much attention, it can literally pin us down to the floor. It can really kind of stop us in our tracks, and we're just going to be guilt-ridden and frozen. And guilt can really come down on us, highly sensitive leaders, and take away our confidence, our energy, and our decision-making power. So, this is where we sometimes need a breakup. I truly think that's the case. So, at times we need to make a simple, clean decision not to entertain guilt. Just like we decide not to chat with the ex or the old friend who doesn't deserve our trust. We just need to get rid of it, flush it down the toilet, and move on. And yes, it can be that simple, even for you as a highly sensitive person and a highly sensitive leaders, just like thanks, but no thanks, that's it. I'm just getting rid of it. So let's pick an example to see how this works. So let's say that you have had a supportive conversation with one of your team members or maybe even a colleague, and you feel guilty about not doing enough for them, right? So this might be a situation you have encountered. And to start your work on breaking up with guilt, which can honestly seem like a huge challenge for some of us, I want to offer for you to use. Sorry, there's a little bit of a break there. I was trying to reach my water glass. Anyway, so to start your work on breaking up with guilt, which can seem like a huge challenge for some of you, I know that. I mean, years ago when I started to do my work on my high sensitivity, and I was literally guilt-ridden for like in a lot of the time. It just would have seemed a huge challenge. So I want to offer for you to use evaluations. This is the tool that I'm offering to you today, is to use evaluations. And when guilt manifests in your thought process, whatever the situation, whatever your leadership situation might be, think about the statements and the questions I suggested previously, or even the situation I just mentioned around, not doing enough for your team member or your colleague. You will need to evaluate the situation and bring yourself back to being rational and objective. Because the problem with guilt is that it's very often irrational. that kind of negative possibility that I explained about earlier is something that we create, is something that we make up, right? It's often based, not based on facts, not based on results. So what I'd like for you to do is to use an evaluation to bring yourself back to being rational and objective. And just like you would evaluate, I don't know, business results or maybe a team project at the end of the project or a recruitment process, you know, whatever you might be doing in your role or in your leadership, you know, bring in objective facts, which take you away from the often irrational negative cycle of blame you are caught in. And this evaluation process has three simple steps, which you can, you know, put to paper every time you are caught in a guilty cycle and struggle to walk out of it. This evaluation will help you to make a key decision. And this is how I want you to use it, is do your evaluation and then decide whether the guilt arising in your thought process serves you or not. That's the decision you need to make ultimately. Is this serving me? Is this way of thinking serving me or is it not serving me? So I'm going to talk you through the three steps and then help you kind of, you know, what do I do with this afterwards? So step one, think about what worked well, right? So what worked well in the process of this kind of conversation, of this project, of this kind of support, of this, how you behaved in the meeting, the outcome, etc. Think about what worked well. So all the things that worked well, however small they might be. So this could be around how prepared you were, how available you were, the depth of the conversation, the small wins you might have overlooked. We are very good, us HSPs are very good at doing that, overlooking the small wins. So focus on the small wins, anything you can kind of just take out of the situation, the relationships you have built, the results you've got, you know, all the steps in the right direction. I really want you to focus, zero in on that and list that, right? So always start with this and I can guarantee you will be amazed how many items you come up with. So this is your step one. Step two is evaluating what didn't work, right? And this is where your guilt will truly try to pin you down. It will blow this out of proportion and your brain will only focus on that. So this is why it's important for step two to do step two, evaluate what didn't work after step one, because your mental, where you will be mentally, will be very different if you've started with all the things that worked well. Then you're going to enter step two with a lot more kind of positive and rational approach. So be gentle with yourself on step two. And, you know, it could be about maybe the results that you got were not perfect or exactly what you anticipated, or maybe your team members' reaction or actions were not up to your standards. Maybe you wish you had more time to spend with them, etc. So just list the things that, in your opinion, didn't work. And step three, evaluate what you would do differently next time. And this step is huge because this will be your map, your roadmap for, you know, next time a similar situation arises, you will know exactly what to do. So be precise and focus on a couple of action steps. Just a couple you want to try out if this situation occurs again. So learn from what happened and just decide on a couple of things you will do next time. And once you've gone through this, process in writing, I can guarantee that things will be a lot clearer and a lot more rational. You will have a picture of the situation, which will be accurate and probably very different from the mountain of guilt you had created for yourself in the first place. I can guarantee that. Now, the next phase of this process is to use this evaluation to decide if the guilt serves you or if it doesn't serve you. So I'm going to share how it works for me and, you know, take what you want, take what you need. So for me, Guilt serves me when it helps me highlight some blind spots, things that I had not kind of realized maybe I was doing or I was thinking. And this is about 20% of the time. And in this case, you know, identify the blind spots, learn your lessons, take what you need, and then move on. And for me, I know very quickly if guilt is useful, is it kind of helps me identify very specific points that will just naturally emerge, which I know I can learn from. This is something that I intuitively know, that I know when guilt is going to be useful for me. Very specific points, and I can learn from them and learn my lessons and then move on. Now, it will also be easy to know when guilt is not serving you. So if guilt starts kind of haunting you, waking you up at night, this is the sign for me. If it's waking you up at night, it probably means it's not serving you. So if it starts haunting you, waking you up at night, disrupting your concentration, and kind of, you know, just that idea of coming back in cycles, in cycles or circles. In my workshop, Making Business Work for Highly Sensitive Leaders, I talk about rumination. And I talk about, you know, how cows have like four stomachs. And I think that, you know, highly sensitive people in general are very good at kind of ruminating, you know, from one part of the brain to another naturally. But guilt will come back. If it comes back in circles, which is kind of, you know, the 80% left of the time, for me, this is an indication that this kind of surplus is not serving you. You are not learning from it. It just keeps you stuck in a negative cycle and holds you back. And when this is the case, what you need to do is just break up with it and mentally flush the guilt down the toilet and move on. That 80% that is not serving you, you just need to get rid of it and move on. And this is about you making the decision. Decide to get rid of it if you think it's not serving you, and keep redirecting your brain to the lessons learned, right? And the specific action points you'd like to do differently next time. Hold on to that and just redirect your brain as many times as you need to. It might be you need to redirect it 20 times, 30 times, 50 times at first, and then it will become more natural. So repeat this exercise as often as guilt comes to disrupt your leadership and your life. And I recently wrote down the statements that guilt was kept feeding me on a particular situation. I wrote them down on a piece of toilet paper, and I'm not kidding you, I flushed them down the toilet. And one of the main statements was, I'm not doing enough. And it was about my marketing. I felt guilty. I kept blaming myself over and over. And I went through the process and found out that actually only 20% of all these thoughts were serving me and helping me to learn. And the rest was just trash, not serving me at all. So I just got rid of them. And, you know, after the process, I felt so much better. The thing is, the clarity came back and I was somehow able to move on. And I felt so much energized and productive, almost like within seconds, that I had gotten rid of that 80%. And, you know, believe me, I will not hesitate to repeat this process. At times, you just need a clean breakup. So let me know how you get on with the tools and strategies learned in this episode. Remember, you can start applying them today. Don't wait. Today, as and when your feelings of guilt come up. So if this resonates with you, you will for sure enjoy a deeper conversation around your highly sensitive trait and how we together can create a positive experience for you as a highly sensitive leader. So if that sounds good, you can book your free 30-minute coaching session on my website, www.highly-sensitive-leaders.com. So take good care, highly sensitive leaders, and I will speak to you very soon. Bye-bye. If you are ready to take control of your high sensitivity and use it to your advantage, I want to invite you to join Take Control, my coaching program specifically designed for highly sensitive leaders, where you will learn to manage and use your high sensitivity to your advantage in order to shine as a leader in the corporate and business space. Go to highly-sensitive-leaders.com to sign up for a risk-free consultation with me. I will see you there.